IFA believes that at least €60 million has been missed out in capital investment opportunities right around the coast because people haven't been able to invest in new equipment and in upgrading their farms. And that was very important, for instance, in the recent storms.
The government's been publishing action plans for jobs and has been consulting widely on what can be done to increase employment and stimulate the economy. Are you getting any indications that this is going to be acted on?
Well, of course we welcome the government's commitment, particularly in documents that everybody knows about, like Food Harvest 2020. And in there, there's very set figures for doubling production and really getting behind the aquaculture sector. However, there's no joined-up thinking between that aspiration on the one hand and actually delivering to small businesses the tools that they need to develop, which are licenses. We produced a report to Simon Coveney from IFA just last week, which clearly said that he's got to have somebody sitting in the Department of Agriculture and Marine who looks at those targets and says, well, how do we get there? Not just print publishes them and say, aren't we great? How do we actually achieve those targets? Where are the important bays? Why should we be looking at focusing on real business plans, like, for instance, the ones I've seen for parts of Donegal, where people have put down real plans and have given real commitments and yet still can't get any action from the department down in West Cork in terms of their license opportunities? And there's got to be some reality brought into the system here for coastal communities in the Northwest.